Jazz musician Jimmy Smith has died at the age of 79. Smith took a rather unlikely instrument, the organ, and made it an essential part of the jazz sound for audiences brought up on saxophones and trumpets. Here's NPR's Felix Contreras.
Before Jimmy Smith, the Hammond organ was heard mainly in churches, ballparks, and ice skating rinks, and only rarely in jazz. But when Smith was starting out as a bebop pianist in the early 50s, a performance by organist Wild Bill Davis inspired him to master the large, unwieldy instrument. The Hammond organ, which Smith adopted for his own, has a bank of slide bars across the top of the keys that affect the timbre of the instrument. His innovation was to use them to change the sound of the notes so he sounded less like a ballpark organist and more like a jazz instrumentalist. The organ also has a series of foot pedals that create bass notes. Smith used these to duplicate the so-called walking bass lines of the acoustic jazz bass. And he made no secret about his success. Flurries of notes and full-bodied chords created an emotional connection between Smith and his audience that he described just last month in an interview with NPR.
Speak to them. There was a soulful sound, that funk-ass feeling that you have. I want to feel everything. I want your dreams. I want everything. That's why I play. I want you to feel it.
During the 1950s and 60s, in a series of albums that leaned as much on bebop as rhythm and blues, Jimmy Smith became synonymous with a style known as soul jazz. He spent 7 years with the Blue Note label, making 21 albums that established a sound that he would perfect for the next two decades. Jimmy Smith and the organ fell from favor a few times throughout his career. Organist Joey DeFrancesco says Smith's single-minded dedication to the instrument has influenced a handful of younger organists in jazz and beyond.
He started a whole trend of organ players. I mean, you know, in the 50s and 60s. And during the 70s, the synthesizers kind of killed him a little bit, but he maintained and kept pushing, kept doing his thing, you know.
According to his manager, Jimmy Smith was scheduled to record a new album at the end of February. And just last month, the National Endowment for the Arts awarded Jimmy Smith their prestigious Jazz Master's Award in recognition of his contributions. He was 79 years old when he died at his home in Phoenix. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.